At Midwest Rug, there's always an excellent selection of floor covering to choose from, and people to help you make the right selection. People who were there yesterday and people who will be there tomorrow. If you qualify, you can get up to $5,000 instant credit. Serving Northeast Arkansas for 30 years, Midwest Rug, 2506 East Nettleton, Jonesboro.
We'll travel all over the world for you at George's Jewelry.
Before you know it, it'll be graduation day. Consider this a gift of fine jewelry from George's Jewelry. Diamond bracelets, diamond rings, diamond watches, diamond earrings, diamond pendants, gold chain, all at affordable prices. What better way to say congratulations than with a gift of fine jewelry from George's Jewelry? The one and only George's Jewelry, 4921 East Nettleton, Jonesboro.
And now, just for the fun of it, here's Whitney Houston for Diet Coke.
Just for fun. Diet Coke, yeah. Just for satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
Just for the just for the fun of it.
One calorie.
Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke.
With all the gifts you could get your mom for Mother's Day, why not get her something she's sure to love? A gift of fine jewelry from Pagan Jewelry. Choose from gold chains, bracelets, and earrings, now 30% off. Diamond and colored stone jewelry and watches from Seiko, Pulsar, and Longines are 20% off. Pagan Jewelry, 221 South Main, downtown Jonesboro, with free parking, interest-free layaway, and charge.
It's the nicest way to say, I love you, Pagan's Jewelry.
How's it going? This is Phil Jamison inside your radio, having a great day on the radio. Yes, the negotiations are over, and the verdict is I'm back on the radio, and great to be here, too. Hope you'll hang out with me until 7 o'clock, and then Andy's going to be in here rocking and rolling you on up till midnight, and he's got the best in rock and roll for you. For those of you who like a little harder edge to your music, okay, like I promised, coming up in about, 25 minutes or so, an update on the weather. Until then, hit music from 102 FM KJBR.
Kissing like a bandit, stealing time.
Super Hits 102 FM with the latest from Foreigner. I don't want to live without your love, and I know that there are a few of you out there, probably a lot of you out there, who don't want to live without last night's softball score. So now it's time for Softball Update, brought to you each weekday at this time by Pizza Inns of Jonesboro and Paragould. For Pizza Out, it's Pizza Inn. And we're going to take a look at last night's scores, and we'll start off with the Men's Commercial League and get down to the women's after that. Exciting Lighting got past Kmart 9-8, just squeaking past Kmart. Monette 24 over Colson 4. And we had the Free Agents 15, Santana 10, Hytrol 10, 501-5. Ron's got past Methodist Hospital 15-0. It was Warehouse Foods 18 over the Redbirds 1, Brooks 31 over Far Company 3. And let's see, Richards Auto Parts 18 over Williams Shoes 13. Good game there. Kruger 17 and the B&B 2. So Kruger kind of getting past B&B there by a large margin. Pro Sports 17, Arkansas Glass 4. Dirty White Boys 26 over Engines 1. And the Paneling Center scored one run, but that was enough to get them past Federal Express 0 because of a forfeit. And in the women's division, we have the, I guess, the Bassin girls. I love these names that these softball teams have. Bassin gals, 12 over Methodist, 4. New Attitude, 17 runs over Mr. Trophy, 4. And looks like Harrisburg got just past Klein, 11-10. Indian Bookstore, 11, and the Phillies, 8. So that looked like it was a great game last night. Those are last night's scores from the men's and women's commercial teams. And we will be back with Ken Miller and tonight's lineup right after this.
Hey, want to remind all you softball players and even non-softball players that Pizza Inn is always there ready for you before or after the game. Three locations in Jonesboro. And don't forget about Paragould either. You can enjoy all the pizza you can eat during the lunchtime buffet. We're talking about Monday through Friday, 11 till 2. And don't forget about the Monday and Tuesday night buffet, 5:30 until 8:30. Lots of good pizza, three styles to choose from, thick pan, thin, and New York. That's the new style, and it is tasty. Top it off with dessert. That's right, pizza dessert. Three locations to serve you, Pizza Inn. For pizza out, it's Pizza Inn. Don't forget, you can have it delivered free.
All right, we've got tonight's lineup with Ken Miller, and from what I understand, Ken, folks around here take their softball very seriously.
Yes. That's like calling the ocean wet. It's serious business in this part of the country. Church League tonight at Southside Softball Complex. It's the loser's bracket at 6:30. Bucks plays Trinity at 7:30 Central Green against Nettleton Baptist. Central Baptist Blue plays Temple at 8:30, and at 9:30 First Pentecostal against Nettleton Baptist Youth. The Women's League at 8:30, your favorite, the Bassin Gals against Eagle Seed, and that's at 8:30. At 9:30, the Phillies against New Attitude, all at Southside Softball Complex. And a note that the Men's Commercial League play, there was a lot of rainouts as softball season got underway. Play is scheduled this Saturday and Sunday with a full slate of games in the Men's Commercial Softball League. And that's tonight. That's this weekend.
And that is Softball Update brought to you by Pizza Inns of Jonesboro and Paragould. For Pizza Out, it's Pizza Inn. Our next update is tomorrow at 7:40 a.m. Be sure to join them. Hits 102 FM. Trying to give you a cheap trick, and that's what it turned out to be, a cheap trick. Sorry about that. Here's the best in music. Somebody heal him. He's got the devil inside. That is NXS and Devil Inside. I got to see those guys in concert, and they are hot. Saw them at Mud Island, and they're just funky as can be. If you ever get a chance to go see these guys, NXS, do it, okay? All right, we've got a updated weather forecast coming up in just a second. We've also got the best in hidden music on the way. And as a matter of fact, I'll try to make up that cheap trick tune a little bit later on next hour, because it's such a great tune, I want to turn you on to it, okay? That's all coming up for you here on 102 FM KJBR.
You know, you can count on one finger all the floor covering businesses that have been in business in this area for 30 years. That's right, one finger. And that's Midwest Rug. You'll be amazed at their selection of carpeting, hardwood floor, area rugs, and vinyl flooring. And you'll like their everyday low prices. Midwest Rug gives you a 3-year guarantee on carpet installation. And if you qualify, you can get up to $5,000 instant credit. When it comes to floor covering, the leader is Midwest Rug. Serving Northeast Arkansas for 30 years, 25 6 East Nettleton, Jonesboro.
The sound of softness. It starts like this. Hot water and new Vaseline Intensive Care Moisturizing Foam Bath flowing into a tub. A refreshing fragrance fills the air. Now you step in. The moisturizing foam immediately begins to soften your skin as cares float away. Later, sounds like this are heard.
Your skin is so soft.
Because with new Vaseline Intensive Care Moisturizing Foam Bath, the softness lingers. Try aloe vera tonight. The sound of softness. It starts like this. Hot water and new Vaseline Intensive Care Moisturizing Foam Bath flowing into a tub. A refreshing fragrance fills the air. Now you step in. The moisturizing foam immediately begins to soften your skin as cares float away. Later, sounds like this are heard.
Your skin is so soft.
Because with new Vaseline Intensive Care Moisturizing Foam Bath, the softness lingers. Try aloe vera tonight.
Well, a little deja vu there at 102 FM. I'm Phil Jamieson with you until 7 o'clock. Hope you stick around for the best in hit music. Got an updated forecast for you now, and it looks something like this. We're going to see for tonight partly cloudy with a low of 45. More clouds tomorrow with a high of around 75. And look out, slight chance of some rain tomorrow night. But we're not going to let that worry us anyway. Low of 50 for tomorrow night, and on Saturday could be rainy, so take an umbrella with a high of around 72. Right now it's 73 at Super Hit 102 FM, KJBR. You are listening to Super Hits 102 FM, KJBR Jonesboro, and the Arkansas Basketball Foundation and the Jonesboro Civitan Club welcomes USSR USA AAU Basketball May 11th at 6:30 in the Convocation Center, bringing you Sports in Brief with Ken Miller.
Thank you, Phil. And an American League record was set today in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Kent Herbeck hit a two-run homer, and John Moses added a two-run double to help the Minnesota Twins beat the Baltimore Orioles 4-2. The loss is the 21st for Baltimore and sets an American League record for consecutive losses. The Birds are now two games away from tying the Major League mark of 23 straight losses held by the 61 Philadelphia Phillies. Other Major League Baseball, after five innings, the Cards lead the Padres 6-4. After six, San Francisco 1, Pittsburgh nothing. The Craighead County Baseball Championship will be decided tonight at Valley View. The top seed and host Blazers take a 10-2 record against second-seeded Nettleton. The Raiders are 16-2. The consolation game between Brooklyn and Buffalo Island Central is underway but could not get a score. The championship game starts at 6 o'clock. We'll be back with some Arkansas State American South Conference information after this.
It's not difficult to find American athletes who want to play basketball against the Russians. It's not difficult to find a place like the Convocation Center to hold the game. It's not difficult to get sponsors like Coca-Cola, Brooks Appliances, Pizza Inn, Hayes Stores, KAIT-TV, or Baker Lumber and Hardware in Truman for an international sporting event. And May 11th at 6:30 p.m. is not a difficult time. This is Brad Baker of the Jonesboro Civitan saying that what's difficult about this game that benefits handicapped children is filling all 10,529 seats in the Convocation Center. That's where we need your help. We need your attendance to show Northeast Arkansas's patriotic spirit. We need a sellout to show folks around the country that we love our basketball. Purchase your $5 ticket at the ASU ticket office or charge by calling 972-3453 so Civitan can help the handicapped. Participate in this great sporting event for an even greater cause. Get your reserve seat tickets for the USA versus USSR game May 11th at 6:30 p.m. See, now that's not so difficult.
A first-ever conference golf championship yesterday for Arkansas State has Coach Neil Abel walking on air. Abel says the 10-stroke win gives him a feeling he has not experienced since 1965.
That's the last time that my basketball team won a state championship. This is bigger than the state championship because it takes in a lot of other teams.
The drive was led by medalist Dave Daly's 8-under par, but Abel points out that the team would not have won without strong play from Todd Riom, Brian Cole, Mike Satterwhite, and Eric Sandstrom. Other American South Conference championships being decided in Jonesboro this week are tennis and men's and women's outdoor track. Tennis began with first-round play this morning, and the Lady Tribe has advanced one player to tomorrow's finals. Vicky Giesen, the third seed in number three singles, defeated Andrea Vinson of USL, then knocked off Louisiana Tech's Stacy Kelly this afternoon. Nicola Tiernan, the second seed in number four singles, received a first-round bye. Giesen and Joanne Clark are seeded second in number two doubles. First-round doubles action is just getting underway at the ASU courts. Outdoor track championships begin with finals in the field events tomorrow afternoon at 2 at the ASU track complex. The men's team is predicted to battle Louisiana Tech and USL for the title. The Lady Indians are expected to claim the women's crown very easily. Arkansas State's surprising win in golf has virtually assured the Indians of the first American South All-Sports Trophy. ASU leads second place Lamar by 8 points, 37-29, but the Tribe should dominate women's outdoor track and is expected to finish no worse than third in men's track. Lamar is not expected to contend in either sport. Schools received 6 points for a conference championship, 5 for second, down to 1 for sixth place. The Tribe won titles in men's cross country and women's indoor track, placed second in both women's cross country and men's indoor track, plus a tie for third in men's basketball. And that's a look at sports. Thanks, sir.
And that is Sports in Brief, brought to you by Coca-Cola, Brooks Appliances, Pizza Inn, Hay Stores, KEI-TV, and Baker's Lumber and Hardware in Truman. Get your tickets for the USA-USSR game today. Now, more hit music from 102 FM KJBR.
A change for once in my life.